Hello, you're listening to a hypno meditation recorded by Carly Patak of integrationhypnotherapy.com. This meditation is about having a sound structure, a stable base from which to operate from. So to begin, find a comfortable position. You can be sitting or lying down in a place where you can be alone for some amount of time, just knowing you won't be disturbed. And as you get comfortable, make sure your head is supported and that everything is just right. Once you've found your comfortable spot, to find a place to look at, one small area to focus on. And as you found that small area to focus on, taking a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, just feeling yourself beginning to relax. And taking another nice deep breath in. And this time at the top of the breath, holding your breath for just a couple of moments. And when you're ready, when you choose, exhale and relax. Breathe normally for a moment, continuing to look at that spot, continuing to focus on that one small area. When you're ready, take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, let your eyes close on down. As your eyes close, feeling how good it feels to be quiet and calm. Nothing to say, nothing to do for these next moments. Just be. Quiet, calm, and comfortable. Enjoying this time, these moments. Feeling the relaxation spreads out from your eyes, spreading all along your forehead. All along the top of your head, the back of your head, to your ears, your temples, relaxing further and further until your jaw becomes limp and loose, your chin and your cheeks let go. Your entire face is quiet and calm. Nothing to do, nothing to say, nothing to react to. Just be. Enjoying as that relaxation spreads down your neck. The back of your neck melting away, all the muscles melting, just as all the muscles in the side of your neck and all the muscles in the front of your neck around your voice take a break. And as that wave continues spreading, noticing all the places where your body is resting on its support. All the places where you're touching the chair or the bed. And feeling almost as though you were lying on a magnet. And that magnet is drawing out all heaviness, all tensions, all tightnesses and blockages. All of those things are being sucked down into that magnet. And the essence of you is left. It's almost as though you're floating on that magnetic force. As though you yourself have become weightless. All your muscles released and relaxed. Your spine is soft and comfortable. Your shoulders are hanging at just the perfect angle, having released and relaxed each breath, coming free and easy as that magnet continues drawing out all tightness, and you're left feeling perfectly calm, quiet, and comfortable. Your hips releasing, your legs releasing, all the way down to your toes. And as your body continues relaxing further and further, helping your mind to relax, by just beginning to imagine a structure. There's so many different types of structures, all different elements of what a structure is. But imagining now the type of structure that is a building. Could be any type of building. Imagining that building, perhaps even imagining different ones until you find the building that just feels right, and you can focus in, looking at the details, the colors, textures. Noticing about that building whether you can see its foundation. Whether or not you can see its foundation, finding a way, investigating that building till you do have a sense of what its foundation is. once you found the foundation, beginning to consider all the different aspects, all the different functions the foundation of that building has. Because certainly the foundation is holding up the structure, the beams, all the other parts of the structure are based on that foundation. But not only that job is the foundation serving, it is also interacting with the ground around it. Perhaps dealing with the moisture in the ground in a certain way, with shifting in the ground. However it is in your structure, just noticing how important that foundation is. And now beginning to imagine a beautiful natural setting, wonderful place with an astounding view, a wonderful place in which you would like to build a home. And perhaps it's not a natural place, perhaps your place is somewhere else, in a city or any place at all, but wherever that place is, imagining now that place ready for you to build your home. And having found that place, taking some time to imagine what your home would look like, what that structure, what that ideal building for you would look like. And certainly that will change from time to time, and even as you're thinking about it. And that's just fine. Seeing that empty spot now, that wonderful place where you've chosen to build your home, and just imagining, almost like you can fast forward through watching that foundation being laid. Perhaps beginning with the digging of the earth or whatever needs to be done so that you can lay a strong and stable foundation. And watching as that foundation comes into being. Seeing just how well built it can be. And continuing to watch as the skeleton, the home, is built up from the foundation. The beams, the roof, the walls, all that skeleton which lies underneath each structure. Watch as that is built up, feeling the sense of stability, sturdiness, and steadiness that comes from building on a strong foundation. And continuing to watch as that skeleton is covered now by walls, windows, the roof, all the finishing that is done in that structure. Perhaps there is electricity and plumbing, certain type of heating or cooling. Just enjoy as all of those things are done so quickly, till you're left with a beautiful, strong, sound structure. A structure which will hold up throughout the years, the stories, the people, all of the things which will pass through that house, while the house continues to stand strong and steady, sturdy, and peaceful. And applying those things you've imagined, those things you've thought about, to your structure, your true home, your body. Imagining, feeling your foundation. There are all different types of foundations from which you build on. Giving room, also considering the other types of foundations, just considering your feet. Your feet with which you're constantly resting on, whether you're standing or you're sitting. Focusing on your feet, feeling the strength and sturdiness inherent with them. And resolving now to continue to keep your feet, your foundation, strong and steady by standing properly when need be, with both feet on the ground, sitting. Instead of your feet being crossed and stretched out, just each time you sit throughout the day, noticing your fat feet flat on the ground, strong and steady. Continuing up the foundation of your body, up to your knees and hips, keeping those also straight, strong, and steady. Having them naturally in line, naturally balanced, so that your weight, your motion, your gait, is healthy, balanced, and strong. And continuing up, continuing to your spine, which is the foundation of so many movements. The wonderful thing about the spine as a foundation is its flexibility. It manages to be both flexible and strong at the same time. And feeling now your spine. Feeling it. Balanced. Strong, flexible, and perfectly able to stay in a natural posture, a natural healthy posture. And as your spine moves from position to position, from standing to sitting, to laying down throughout the day and throughout the night, noticing your spine, keeping it naturally balanced, just as it is this moment, naturally balanced. And from this time on, feeling as it becomes stronger and steadier. With each notice, with each thought of how good it feels, how balanced and strong and flexible your spine is. And of course, extending out from your spine, your arms. Your arms are part of that flexibility, part of that ability to move through the shoulders. And just like that house, those shoulders must also be balanced, be at the right angle to the feet, hips and the spine, and throughout the day, keeping the shoulders relaxed yet strong, flexible yet sturdy, always finding just the right position for the shoulders to be naturally balanced, naturally in line with the rest of the body. And continuing up to the neck and the head. Just like the roof of that house, it is very important that the neck and the head are properly aligned. The neck being relaxed, letting the communication flow, letting the breath, even the liquids and solids, flow through it comfortably, feeling now that natural point of balance in the neck. And resolving now through each and every day to find that point of balance, to allow the neck its natural, healthy posture, to release tightnesses and tensions, allow them to flow out, and the neck to be flexible, steady and strong, for the head and the jaw to sit properly at the apex of the body. As all the structures flow together. And of course, the physical self, as we've been discussing, the strong foundations, all the natural balancing points on top, these also extend to the emotional self, the mental self, and the spiritual self. I'm taking some time now as I am quiet to consider in your own way how to keep these structures sound and balanced. And bringing back with you that wonderful sense of balance and strength, of sturdiness and ability to flex and flow as need be. Bringing back with you that truly sound structure built from within. As I count from 10 down to 1, when I get to 1, you'll be totally awake, totally aware, feeling balanced and strong, continuing to extend that feeling throughout the next days and weeks, as you keep your own foundations balanced, steady, your own structures in line and healthy. Number 10, bring back any ideas you may have had that would contribute to your balance, your strength. Number 9. Number 8. Getting to come back to the room. Number 7. Feeling your body more and more. Number 6. Noticing what you're lying on, sitting on. Number 5. Hearing the sounds around. Number 4. Becoming more awake, more aware. Number 3. Feeling alert and ready to go on with your day. Number 2 and number 1, totally awake, totally aware. Open your eyes and take a stretch whenever you're ready. Continue on with your strong structure, your sound, balanced self. So it is.